Please welcome to Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, the Premier, Stephen.
Ah, they call it D-Day. As of midnight last night, our borders are open to all comers.
Are you nervous, Premier Steve Marshall?
Look, it is a fantastic day for South Australia. So many people have been dislocated from friends and family and business opportunities and customers coming into South Australia. So we've listened to the expert advice. We've worked with the people of South Australia. And today's a great day for our state. And I just want to say thank you very much to every South Australian who's gone out and got themselves vaccinated today. We're cautiously opening those borders for those people that are fully vaccinated. And I think it's going to be a fantastic day down at the airport.
We are only 77.4%, aren't we? Or are those numbers wrong? I thought we were going to open up when we hit 80.
Yeah, there's a bit of a lag in those statistics. I think we got to 78% on Sunday night. So I think we're probably about 79% as of today. We'll get to 80% by the end of this week. It's a fantastic achievement.
Awesome.
And of course, I think we're at 87 or 88% who've had the single shot. Already, so that means that we're definitely going to get to that 90%, I reckon, by Christmas or certainly by the end of this year, which is another great compliment to the people of our state.
Premier, can you explain to dummies like me why Melbourne have got no restrictions, everything open, 1,000 cases a day, and here we're still on, you know, reasonable restrictions and we've got no cases and we're about to let Victorians in?
Yeah, no, look, they've certainly got restrictions still in place in Victoria and they've had them for most of the last 2 years. I mean, very heavy restrictions. We're at 75% density in South Australia. We've got some other, if you like, restrictions that we're going to keep in place until we get to that 90%. We've got to be doing this cautiously, only letting those people that are fully vaccinated in. But it is time to open those borders. Honestly, it is time. The experts tell us that we can do this safely. We've put all the requisite health resources in place, and it's time to gently open those borders in a considered way, but let's get on with life.
Premier, I'm hearing what you're saying, and I am full of praise of the job you've done and Professor Spurrier and Grant Stevens quite seriously. And I think, you know, we have led just about the world here. So I mean that from the heart. But there are some confusing rules still. Test cricket, we can have 35,000 at the Adelaide Oval. What's the difference whether it's 35,000 or 52,000? We're opening our borders, so we're letting people in, but we still are restricted in pubs. We can't dance and we can't do certain things. I do find that rules are a little bit inconsistent. Can you understand why I would say that?
Look, I can understand that, but let me tell you, there's a lot of science behind this. We want to slow down the progress of this disease, and so we look at some of those high-risk activities where we know that there's a huge transmission potential from studying what's happened interstate. And in the first days of opening the border, of course, we're keeping those restrictions in place because while we're at 80%, we're not as protected as we are at 90% and 95% like they are in other parts of the country. So I'm quite sure South Australians will get there. In fact, I think they'll get there very quickly. I'm hopeful that they do it before the end of the year.
Now, are we opening up because we are vaccinated and therefore we're protected against people that may bring this disease in? And the reason I ask this question, if that's what it's all about, I'm led to believe from inside SA Health, they are, well, I won't use the word panicking, but they are battening down the hatches because they think they're about to get absolutely bombarded and inundated with cases. That's the word we're getting out of SA Health.
Yeah, well, if you look at the cases interstate, there are still some reasonably high numbers, but those that are translating through to hospital, very low now. I think I had a look late last week or early this week, and I looked at Victoria, which is the worst case scenario. They're at about 300 people in hospital. We're about one-fifth their size here in our state. So look, we've put far more resources in than we potentially will need here in South Australia. We've taken all the precautions.
Would we be financially better off to let the borders open like you're doing, or just have our state as it's been locked down, but at 100%, operating at 100%?
Yeah, well, it's a good question. Certainly in Western Australia, they have 100% and they're locked off, but our economic growth is much stronger than Western Australia because we have had some of our borders open. I just think being dislocated from Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra makes no sense as a country whatsoever. And as Professor Spurrier always says, look, you can't keep it out anyway. There could be a single case that comes in and you lock down your entire state. Nobody wants lockdowns anymore. And so we've got to learn to live with this, but we're doing it in a very careful and considered way. And the only reason we can do this is because South Australians, you know, have responded magnificently to the call to get vaccinated. So we'll be at 80% this week, and of course we'll be at 90% by the end of the year. One of the best responses anywhere in the world.
Good on you, Premier. Thanks so much for your time again.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Good on you. Thanks, Premier of South Australia, Stephen Marshall.